Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man who had his life transformed after getting a $100,000 bionic penis revealed that he was trapped in the house for 3 weeks after the surgery with a constant Woody.
Really?
Yes. Andrew Wardle appeared on This Morning Today in Britain.
No Buzz Lightyear.
To chat about the life-changing surgery after he was born with an extremely rare condition that meant that he was born with his bladder on the outside of his body.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
One testicle and no penis. However, this is amazing that they could do this. After 5 years of surgery, doctors have created one for him, and now he is looking to start a family with his wife, Fedra Fabian.
Fedra Fabian, who was just recently blown into the other apartment.
The procedure, technically called phalloplasty,
yes,
was first proposed in 2010 and officially started taking place in 2015. Now complete, he was also able to finally have relations with his wife for the first time after years of associating the act with pain.
Yes, and his penis can run 60 miles an hour.
The bionic penis has a pressure button to get it working. Explaining the procedure, Andrew revealed that he had skin, nerve, and muscle grafts from his arm and back.
Wow.
He said the skin comes from your arm with the muscle, and they take nerves and veins from your back all over the place, really. He said, I'm completely shocked to see what they can build.
Scratch my back.
He revealed, in order to complete the procedure and to ensure that everything in it stretched correctly,
oof,
he was left in pain and housebound for 3 weeks as he was left with a three-week-long, you know, Woody. He said it was very uncomfortable. I had to stay in it basically for 3 weeks, but they had to do that in order to stretch everything out, you know, so it's normal.
So what was he... There's a whole series of issues he'd have to deal with. Just basic urination would require you to kind of get prone over the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know. But he revealed that he finally was able to have sex with his wife in an intimate moment together at their home. Listen to this. Fedra said, it only lasted around 30 minutes.
Really?
30 minutes? Forget that.
Dear Lord.
Wow. Yeah.
Way to set the bar.
Yeah.
You know?
I was really nervous to...
He is the bar.
I was really nervous not to cause any pain, which is usually the other way around, isn't it? And it was just really magical, said, because we know each other very well, so this was the cherry on top.
Literally.
For a 30-minute session. Authorities in South Carolina are hoping to identify a man disguised in bunny ears in connection with stolen deer cameras.
The old story.
Yeah, the sheriff's office posted...
Looks like the work of the bunny ear bandit.
The sheriff's office posted photos to social media that show several people described as persons of interest in the case. The sheriff's office needs your assistance in identifying the subjects captured on surveillance in photos, the post said. Bonus points if you can identify the bunny. Several people commented on the man's bunny disguise, which was at one point called the worst disguise ever. So he's stealing cameras used for deer.
Yeah, you can see his face completely.
In the wild, but he's wearing pink bunny ears for some reason. A hunter was rescued from his tree stand 40 feet in the air Monday morning after he fell backward and got stuck hanging upside down.
Oh, man.
He was working his way up the tree at about 7 a.m., when he slipped off the stand and his feet became caught in the rigging. The hunter had not yet connected his safety harness to the tree when he fell back, making his stuck feet the only thing preventing him from falling to the ground. And in fact, it pretty much saved his life.
And then the deer found out.
Right. And then they got him.
Oh, this is perfect.
The man managed to call.
Hey, big man.
To call 911, and rescue crews found him at 7:25 a.m. about a half a mile into the woods.
Now, I don't hunt, but I would. The idea one of these stands up in a tree seems kind of cool.
It seems really cool.
It does, right?
Absolutely.
It's basically like having a tree fort.
Yeah. The man's coat slid off during the slip, exposing him to the cold weather. Temperatures there at the time were recorded at about 25 to 30 degrees.
They're not that expensive.
Given the location and precarious nature of how the man was hanging, the technical rescue team was called to get him down. And
cut the tree down.
While crews worked on a plan, a firefighter scaled the tree and secured him to it with safety rope in case his stand gave away. The hunter told rescuers that he had lost all feeling in his legs and he would be unable to climb down himself. Rescue crews and medical staff kept him warm on the tree.
After that, though, the person, he did have a three-week boner. So.
And they rigged a rope system to get him to safety and down to the ground.
If you've ever been upside down or, you know, you do a handstand for a little bit, it starts to, you know, becomes painful.
Yep. Casey, we have audio of this. See if you can find this for me. A parrot's squawking impersonation of a smoke alarm led to firefighters being called out to a home. A crew arrived at the property after the alarm was heard three times. Well, they cleaned out a smoke detector at the home, but they heard the noise again. And the crew discovered the alarm noise was coming from one of two pet birds impersonating the sound. And we have audio. I haven't heard this yet, so here we go.
That's a bird.
And the other bird singing the music.
That is a bird.
Is that wild?
Doing that.
That's spot on.
What's that? So dumb.
Oh, it's a bird. I forgot.
Wait till it does Christopher Walken.
I forgot.
There's a fire in the house. And I just took a dump on newspaper.
A spokeswoman said, we've never had that happen before. It was amazing. She said,
the fact that they can replicate those sounds,
it
just blows me away.
Yeah, she said it appeared that the smoke alarm had gone off incorrectly for the first time and then was twice mimicked by one of the birds. You want one more bird story, Kathy?
Please. Oh, she's such a fan.
I hope it's...
There is a jewel-encrusted pigeon looking for a home.
All right.
Knew it. The Arizona Republic reports someone found the fine feathered friend near an intersection last week and brought it to a rescue center. And apparently it was wearing a little vest with all these little like bedazzled things on there, little rhinestones and so forth.
So we know that it was obviously in the pigeon chorus.
And they were wondering, they questioned, is he Liberace or the rhinestone cowboy? It was more hysterical than anything. The organization posted the picture.
But the vest served a purpose, right? It was like a pigeon diaper, apparently.
Yes, exactly. It would hold, so it wouldn't poop and all. So it was a domesticated animal.
Right, with a little bit of flair.
A woman found the bird on her back patio. It wouldn't fly away. She said that she took it to the bedazzled bird to Kieran's rescue last Sunday because she was worried an animal would eat him.
Do vests occur in nature?
He was in her back patio, and he kept coming up to the sliding glass door looking like he wanted to come in. Kieran says it's not uncommon for people to keep pigeons as pets.
I know elk will sometimes fashion cummerbunds.
She claims the pigeon appeared friendly and well taken care of by the owner, and apparently it perches comfortably on your shoulder, which is something that birds won't do in the wild. So, they're trying to track down this person who had the vest. It was the vest reportedly catches and holds bird droppings so they don't get all over a house.
So you assume it would have to be changed, though, right?
I would think so. Yeah. Did you just find a picture of it, Kathy?
No, I haven't seen it. She's ordering one.
It's pretty classy.
93.3 WMMR audio on demand.
A pantsless man is facing a number of charges after a stolen truck with a snowplow blade wound up overturned around 11:30 p.m. Once again, the man was wearing no pants.
Your balls are showing.
They responded to a call of a pickup truck driving with its snowplow blade scraping the pavement. Officers located the vehicle but were unable to stop it. A short time later, the vehicle was upside down near the ferry terminal, and police said the vehicle had been stolen from a business and the driver was not wearing pants.
It's okay. My balls are uninjured.
The crash damaged multiple utility poles and shut down the road. For nearly 6 hours, the driver of the truck was held in custody and charged with breaking and entering and possession of stolen property.
May I take a guess?
Yes.
Drugs?
You know what? They didn't indicate, I have a feeling that he may have been...
It seems a likely candidate.
Right? Under the influence of drugs in his snowplow.
Call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Love it.
We haven't had that in a while. A Florida motorist's blood alcohol content was more... than eight times the legal limit.
Holy hell.
When he was arrested yesterday for...
In that case, there's blood in his alcohol.
For careening across the road, hitting two guardrails and nearly striking other vehicles. Ricardo Gonzalez was pulled over Sunday after police issued multiple be-on-the-lookout warnings after receiving witness reports about a dangerous driver. When he was contacted, a cop noted he smelled the booze, had bloodshot, glassy eyes, and was unsteady on his feet. A subsequent breathalyzer test...
So he just jumped to conclusions.
Registered Gonzalez's blood at 0.66. The legal limit is 0.08.
It's also one digit shy of the sign of the devil.
And a lot of times, if you're like 0.5, something can kill you.
Yes.
You know? So they did a second test, and he blew a 0.64. So it was legit. Wow. Gonzalez was arrested for drunk driving and booked into the county jail.
Arrested later that night, he was actually pissing margaritas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Step right up.
Unbelievable.
A mom has issued a chilling warning over a Santa Claus app reportedly telling children that it will find them and kill them. The mother has been left startled by the sinister message, with it creepily threatening kids as young as three. The mom's warning, posted on social media, relates to the Santa Call New 2018 app, which is available to download. When kids press the call button, the app dials Santa before being told, "Hello there, can you hear me, children? In 5 nights, if you're free, I will look for you, I will find you, and I will kill you."
I possess a very special set of skills.
Wow.
That makes me a nightmare for bad children. If you've been naughty, I'll find you. I'll kill you.
That's kind of what it is. Moms and dads have been left outraged by the app, which was available on the Amazon Children's Store. Amazon is reportedly investigating after the incident.
Well, why not take it down first and then investigate it?
Yeah, maybe so. Two Vancouver men are facing charges of theft after Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they arrested the pair for allegedly stealing a shopping cart loaded with $1,400 worth of butter. Police say the men, who were 23 and 25 years old, were arrested outside a supermarket. I think they were just going to party. So while the theft of a large amount
of butter... We're making an enormous cookie.
A theft of a large amount of butter is a little unusual. Police do see these sort of thefts with other food products like meat, cheese, and baby formula that is easily sold on black markets.
But butter, a little more difficult, right?
And police said the 23-year-old man is also a suspect at least three other butter thefts around Metro Vancouver in recent months.
All right. They had to play good cop, bad cop with this one.
Probably.
Hey, I like butter, too. Listen, I understand. I'm a butter guy myself.
I would love to play the good cop in that scenario. How awesome
butter,
would that
be? It is awesome.
Sometimes I just can't help myself.
Can't stop myself. So what'd you do it for?
Yeah.
Did you see the headline, Preston, on the article?
It says he was a bit slippery to catch, but you know what they say, butter late than never.
Something tells me he's going to stick around. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not trying to pad the story.
Dear Lord.
Thank you.
Smooth.
Knife one.
A store employee recognized one of the suspects because of previous incidents of butter theft. Because the charges haven't been officially laid.
A second, that's the butter guy.
The names of the accused haven't been released. We'll do one more story, wrap it up.
Sure. Right.
Japan Airlines has moved to update its rules on drinking alcohol after its pilots failed breathalyzer tests in a series of incidents. It's been reported that Japan Airline pilots have failed breathalyzer tests 19 times since August of 2017. When a more sensitive breathalyzer was introduced for in-house checks.
So they decided to improve their numbers. They're going to test them less.
Passengers were told the delays were due to crew health conditions, and staff made no mention.
You ever tried to fly a plane? It's nerve-wracking.
Of alcohol levels. The latest report follows news that a Japan Airlines pilot admitted being almost 10 times over the legal alcohol limit at London Heathrow Airport in October. Katsutoshi Jutsukawa was arrested after failing an alcohol test shortly before a flight into Tokyo a few days earlier.
Was this 8 times the legal limit?
Fellow Japanese airline Al Nippon Airways suffered delays after a pilot was taken ill after drinking.
So I was flying with my pants off.
8 of the 25 domestic Japanese airlines don't impose alcohol tests on pilots.
Oh, I think that'd be a necessity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
I think that can impede your flight capability.
All right, and that is what I have for you this morning. Somebody else has said in reference to the butter thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good cop, butter cop.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.